Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Carlos Febles. Batting second. The shortstop, Neofy Perez. Batting third. The center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Quinn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harvey. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brandon Berger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Hector Ortiz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chad Durbin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Febles strikes out. 1 out. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beltran hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ronda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harvey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harvey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ronda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brandon Berger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Febles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Febles is 0 for 1 in the game. Febles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Paul takes first base on ball four. Clayton moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clayton moves to third. Paul moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball four. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Konerko moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltran is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltran hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clayton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Paul is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Paul hits a pop-up towards first. Harvey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ken Harvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harvey is 0 for 1 in the game. Harvey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandon Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Durham reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Brad Voyles now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee is hit by the pitch. Canseco moves to second. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Valentin scores. Canseco moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Beltran. Clayton reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. Lee scores. Singleton goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing third base. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Febles is 0 for 2 in the game. Febles hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltran is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltran hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Barroa now playing shortstop. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinn. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. 1 out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ronda is 0 for 2 in the game. Ronda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Quinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harvey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harvey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harvey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Mullen now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brandon Berger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2. White Sox. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Febles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Febles is 0 for 3 in the game. Febles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Barroa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beltran is 0 for 3 in the game. Beltran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clayton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Josh Paul batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Paul is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Paul takes first base on ball 4. Clayton moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harvey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graffanino for the out. Clayton moves to third. Paul moves to second. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing right field. Matt Ginter now pitching. AJ Hinch pinch hits for Mike Sweeney. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hinch is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.